Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenik, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
Is cunnilingus an unsafe practice? What are the risks of STIs with cunnilingus for both partners, given that body fluids are exchanged during it?
Oral sex does involve the exchange of bodily fluids, whether we're talking about cunnilingus, which is oral sex performed on a woman, or fellatio, which is oral sex performed on a man. Both types of oral sex have significant potential for pleasure for both the giver and the receiver. However, unprotected oral sex also carries risks for passing sexually transmissible infections or STIs, including HIV, which is the virus that can lead to AIDS. It's not that oral sex itself is an unsafe practice. After all, vaginal sex, anal sex, and oral sex all carry risks. What I would suggest is that it's the way that people engage in sexual behaviors that can make them more or less safe. For both cunnilingus and fellatio, there's the risk of passing chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV, herpes, and most likely even the human papillomavirus, which is often called HPV. You can't tell if someone has an STI by looking at their genitals or their mouth, which is why it's important to talk to people who you're thinking about being sexual with and learn whether they have an STI, when they were last tested for STIs, and which STIs they were tested for. If there are any STIs that you're particularly concerned about and want to make sure that your partner doesn't have, then I would suggest going in and getting tested together. It is very common, for example, for new couples to go to a clinic and get tested for HIV together. STIs are a very real risk, and people often underestimate the risk of getting an STI or passing an STI to one's partner through oral sex. Even though using a condom for fellatio or a dental dam for cunnilingus could significantly reduce STI risk, very few people choose to use condoms or dental dams for oral sex. More recently, scientists have found that HPV is linked to more cancers than was previously known. For example, many head and neck cancers have been linked to HPV, and it's thought that the increased risk may be resulting from HPV transmission through oral sex. HPV is also frequently transmitted through vaginal sex and anal sex and has been linked with anal cancer, cervical cancer, penile cancer, and vulvar cancer. However, most of the time that people have HPV, they will not have serious problems such as cancers. That said, most people engage in oral sex. Data from our National Survey of Sexual Health and Behavior, a nationally representative survey of the sexual practices of Americans ages 14 to 94, found that most men and women in their 20s and 30s had performed oral sex in the past 3 months. It's a very common behavior and one that most of the time doesn't result in STI infection or other problems. It's certainly less risky of a behavior than unprotected vaginal sex or unprotected anal sex. Learn more about STIs and safer sex practices on our website, as well as on Planned Parenthood's website, which is plannedparenthood.com.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Can sexual intercourse help to alleviate menstrual cramps?
In many cases, yes. Sexual intercourse and other types of sex play can absolutely alleviate menstrual cramps or other unpleasant feelings that a woman may have prior to or during the time of her menstrual period. There are likely several possible reasons for this. One is that sexual excitement and orgasm involve muscular contractions and releases that may help to make any muscular cramping feel better. Another possible reason is that during sexual excitement and orgasm, women's minds may be more focused on pleasant, fun, and arousing thoughts. Sexual intimacy can help to take men's and women's mind off many types of life stresses and ailments, and menstrual cramps are just one example. The experience of sexual excitement and arousal also change a person's body chemistry. Men and women both release hormones and chemicals that are associated with feeling good, satisfied, and pleasant when they're sexually aroused. It's hard to feel upset or grouchy or pained when one is feeling so good. Speaking of pain, some research suggests that women may experience pain and uncomfortable feelings differently when they're very aroused. As such, it may be that pleasant sexual activity helps a woman's body to respond to pain signals differently and less negatively. All that said, not all women enjoy having sex when they're on their period or about to have their period. Some do and some don't. If a woman does not want to have sex at any time of the month, cramped or not, she shouldn't feel like she should just to alleviate a few cramps. There are certainly other methods of alleviating menstrual cramps, including over-the-counter and prescription medications, warm baths, heating pads, and various complementary and alternative therapies. Women should do what feels most comfortable for them.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.